Ever wish you could just like show an AI what you're after? That's kind of what we're diving into today, this whole idea of few shot prompting. It's like, I don't know, giving the AI a little crash course, showing it exactly what you want.
Yeah, it's wild, right? Like, we're not talking about rebuilding the AI's brain from scratch or anything.
Right.
It's more about working with what it already knows, just kind of nudging it in the right direction.
And a nudge with a few well-placed examples is all it takes, huh?
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
So we've got these terms, zero shot, one shot, few shot, all kinds of shots.
Sure, right.
Basically, how many examples are we giving our AI buddy here?
It's like levels of help, you know?
Okay.
Zero shot is like, go create, empty canvas, one shot, you give it a little something to go off of.
One example to work with.
Exactly. But few shot, that's where things get interesting.
More examples, better results. That's the gist I'm getting.
Often, yeah, it's like the AI starts to see the pattern. One source, they use movie reviews as an example.
Okay, how so?
So, zero shot, you're just throwing a review at it, hoping for the best. But few shot, you'd feed it a couple firsts, like this movie, total masterpiece positive, or 2 hours, I'm never getting back negative.
So you're not just telling it what, but showing it how.
Exactly. It's the how that's key here. Tone, style, format, all that. Like teaching someone to dance, you got to demonstrate the steps first, then they can freestyle.
Right. So where this gets really cool, I think, is content creation. One source talked about a marketing agency using this to like train an AI to write in the voice of their different clients.
Which is amazing when you think about it, right? Because we're talking about mimicking human creativity here, adapting to different styles, all that.
It's like having a copywriter who can switch voices on the fly. And it's not just marketing stuff either, right? I saw examples for code too.
Oh, absolutely. Making AI-generated code. Well, actually, good code. There was this one about the Python factorial function. When they gave it examples of, well-written Python with input validation and comments and all that,
Yeah.
it actually started incorporating those best practices into the code it generated itself.
So even AI can learn from a good example. Who knew?
Right. And that's really the point here. It's not just about getting the AI to do something, it's about doing it well.
Quality over quantity, even in the AI world.
100%.
Okay, so how do we actually build these prompts? What's the art to this?
So one common format is input, output.
Okay.
You give it the input, then a colon, then what you want the output to look like.
So, like, this film put me to sleep negative.
Bingo. That structure helps it see the connection, you know? Input, output, boom.
Makes sense. What about longer prompts, though? Things get a bit more complicated then, I imagine.
For sure. When you've got a lot going on, the in and putty slash out to putty format where you label everything clearly tends to work better. Easier to read, you know?
Keeps things organized.
Yeah.
Now, no tech is perfect, right?
Yeah.
What are the potential downsides here with few-shot prompting?
Right. So one tricky thing is the whole context window thing with these large language models.
Context window.
Think of it like short-term memory. It can only hold so much at once.
Yep.
So bombarding it with a million examples isn't always the best strategy.
So choose your examples wisely.
Exactly. Another potential pitfall is this thing called overfitting. That's where the AI gets so focused on those specific examples
Yeah.
that it struggles to generalize to new stuff.
Like memorizing answers instead of understanding the concept.
Exactly. Say you're teaching it to write product descriptions, but all your examples are for like fancy watches. It might nail that, but then struggle to write about something totally different, like, I don't know, kids' toys.
Too specialized.
Exactly. Hence the need for diverse examples, you know? Show it a range of stuff.
You got to mix it up a little, right? Like if you were teaching it poetry, you wouldn't just do sonnets. Throw in a haiku, a limerick, keep
Yeah,
it interesting.
exactly. Give it the full picture. And speaking of understanding, this whole recency bias thing.
Recency bias, go on.
You ever notice how you remember the last thing you learned a bit better?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like cramming for a test, the last few things I look at, they stick.
It's a thing with AI too, turns out. The order you present those examples, it can actually make a difference.
Really. So, like, save the best for last. Go out with a bang.
It's worth trying, for sure. That last example might be the one that really sinks in, you know?
Interesting. So, we've got diversity, order. What about instructions versus letting the AI figure it out on its own?
Ah, yeah, finding that balance.
Sometimes you want to be specific, right? But other times, it's more about the AI picking up on patterns.
It is. For simple stuff, clear instructions up front, then a few solid examples, that often does the trick. But when you're dealing with something more complex, like you want the output in a very specific format.
Like that example we were talking about before, pulling job details from a description.
There you go. Sometimes it's better to lead with the examples, let the AI figure out the format from those. Show, don't tell, you know?
Show, don't tell. I like it. So we've covered the good, the maybe not so good. But where is this actually being used in the real world?
And this is what's so exciting. We're seeing it everywhere. Sentiment analysis, figuring out if something's positive, negative.
Right.
Music generation, even writing code in different programming languages. It's wild.
And I could, like, use this to write a jingle for my, I don't know, custom surfboard business.
Exactly. And you could even feed it examples of, like, 1960s surf rock if you wanted that vibe.
That's amazing, like having a whole team of creatives at your fingertips. But it's not just creative stuff either, right? Our sources talked about more technical applications too.
Oh, for sure. Medical diagnosis, for example.
Yeah.
Using AI to analyze symptoms, medical history, even images to help doctors make faster, more accurate diagnoses.
So not replacing doctors, but giving them a serious upgrade.
Exactly. Augmentation, not replacement.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the same thing in law enforcement, analyzing crime data, finance, even predicting natural disasters. It's all over the place.
It's pretty wild when you think about it, right? This idea of teaching by example, it's so fundamentally human, but it's having the huge impact on, like, all these different fields.
It is. And it makes you wonder, as these AIs keep getting more sophisticated, as we get better at communicating with them,
yeah,
what's possible then? It's going to be interesting to see where this goes, that's for sure.
No doubt. So for our listeners who are ready to dive in themselves, give this few-shot prompting thing a shot, what are the key takeaways?
I'd say, first and foremost, those examples, they're crucial.
Right.
Choose them carefully. Make sure they're diverse, they really reflect what you're after, and they make sense to the AI.
We're basically building a little curriculum here.
Yeah, exactly. It's like designing the perfect lesson. What examples will really get the message across? And just like with people, presentation matters.
So there's room for creativity here. It's not just about being, like, super technical.
Not at all. We're talking about language, right?
Da-da.
So the more we play with it, experiment, the better we'll get at communicating with these AIs.
It's like we're learning a whole new language ourselves, the language of AI.
It is, kind of.
Yeah.
And as we get more fluent, who knows what we'll be able to do.
It's exciting. But like with anything new, it takes practice, right? Trial and error.
100%. Don't be afraid to try things out. See what works. You'll learn as you go.
So to everyone listening, get out there, experiment, have fun with it.
Absolutely. And here's something to think about. If we can get such amazing results just by choosing the right examples, what does that say about us? About how we learn as humans?
Oh, that's a good one.
Makes you wonder if we could be better communicators ourselves, you know? More mindful of the examples we use, how we explain things.
Lots to think about there.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, this has been The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.